This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. Did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thank you. That you're all back in your seats, paying attention, ready to take notes. Because apparently, Donald Trump and the rest of us conservative Republicans are really mean blankety-blank-blank-blanks. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, host, listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate so much the time that you spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and just, I hope, having as good a time as I am. Because it may not always sound it, but I'm having a good time, let me tell you what. All right? So head up to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. I mean, there's a million things you can do up on the website. Mostly, give me your email address. That's right. Send an email every week. Although, I think I blew it last night. I don't think I pressed the send button. We'll do it tonight. I send out an email every week. Let you know who might be on the show, what's going on, things we're pushing. Because we're always pushing something. I mean, seriously, I'm always pushing something. But Kimberly Marin's going to join me after the break. I always have a good time when she's on, too, and she'll help us straighten out. Get to the bottom of this kid thing. You know, I realize that when you see somebody doing something wrong and you change it, that's a good thing. But I love all this noise around yanking these kids out of the arms of their parents. And I, you know, I wasn't going to jump into it. You know what? I'm there. You know what I'm saying? But it was Billy Bob Clinton that actually put the policy in place that forces these kids out of the hands of the parents. Now, you don't have to believe that. It's okay by me. But, you know, there's been an evolution in the Democrat Party. Right? You got to give them credit. No, seriously. They've evolved. They've evolved on same-sex marriage. They've evolved on, you know, the gay and lesbian and transgender movement. They've just evolved on, so, you know, no borders. They've evolved on that. Now, I'm not just saying that to be nasty or mean. I can actually prove it. First of all, again, the law that they put in place was put in place by Billy Bob Clinton. Right? In 1997... Mr. Clinton signed a law that says minor children who enter the United States illegally must, not can, not could, not should, not can, must be separated from their parents. Now, I was with a guy today at lunchtime, a Democrat, nice guy, but a Democrat, and it's almost like I got the impressions we were talking that, you know, laws can be overlooked, changed, not adhered to, depending on the emotional pull on the heart. So again, we're back to the United States must legally separate these kids from their parents who are sent to jail because they crossed the border illegally. Because children cannot accompany their parents to jail. They're separated. They're sent elsewhere. to shelters. They're taken care of. They're fed. They probably get more food from us in a relatively short period of time than they've ever gotten anywhere else. But let's go a little further than that, will you? Over 10,000 of these kids that have come over the border recently, in recent history, have come over without parents. These loving, caring parents. And I get it, so I'm kind of making fun, but I want you to think about this. These parents are sending their kids up from South America with no parental involvement. They're paying coyotes. They're paying strangers to take them up there and hand them over to authorities once they get to the border. Just let that sink in. Now, since everybody's waiting, you know, Hillary Clinton today talked about how atrocious this was, how bad this was, how nasty this was. Apparently, she too has evolved.
All of them who can be should be reunited with their families. And just as Vice President Biden is arguing today in Central America, we've got to do more. I started this when I was secretary.
We're really going to do this now. Are you serious? You know what? No, it's not the internet. It's the, what do they call that? The dark whatever?
The dark web.
There you go. The dark web. They know it's us. They know we're trying to get the message out. They don't want us to do it. It's really that simple. Come on. Get with the program. Let's see. Can we get this one?
All of them who can be should be reunited with their families. And just as Vice President Biden is arguing today in Central America, we've got to do more. I started this when I was secretary to deal with the violence in this region, to deal with border security. But we have to send a clear message. Just because your child gets across the border, that doesn't mean the child gets to stay. So,
oh, whoa, wee, whoa, whoa, what? I can't believe she would say that.
No, that wasn't her campaign.
Yeah. God. See what I mean? I call it, it's fake outrage. Billy Bob Clinton put the law in place. The Democrats passed it. Mrs. Clinton agreed with it in 2014. We've never heard since, except this weekend. Fake outrage. It isn't that hard, people. You don't even need a college degree to figure this one out. I just saved you like 80 grand. You should be happy. Send me some money.
So we don't want to send a message that is contrary to our laws or will encourage more children to make that dangerous journey.
What? Come on. That's it. She didn't say that. That, you know what? That was a fake. That was a fake. Fake news on the real side. Kimberly Marine joins Joe after the break. Well, me. That's me. Kimberly Marine joins me after the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get your free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations to referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, the name you can trust.
We call it the crapper, water closet, outhouse, or bathroom. But where do you go when there's nowhere to go? The answer is the Biffy Bag. The Biffy Bag is a pocket-sized disposable toilet that fits in your glove box, tackle box, toolbox, backpack, or purse. The Biffy Bag has everything you need for a sanitary and comfortable relief experience. It's ready to use in just seconds, and just toss it in the trash when you're done. It's your Biffy in a jiffy. BiffyBag.com. BiffyBag.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Welcome back.
This is just a fad.
To the real side.
Well, fad or not, it's here to stay.
With Joe Messina.
And it's killing your show in the ratings.
This is The Real Side.
Back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, or, I prefer, send money. Seriously, just hop up on the website, go to Patreon, which is a big button we have on the right-hand side of the website, and you can go ahead and become part of the team, part of the crew, part of the people that can fatten my wallet up a little bit so I can actually buy new shirts. Come on, you got to be sick of seeing me in these shirts. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. But the person I know you tuned in for this evening, because it sure as heck ain't me, Kimberly Moran joins us as she does every week and kind of lighten things up. Well, I don't know about lighten things up, but tries to keep me straight. Kimberly, thanks for being with me. right? Not a word. You didn't hear any of that, did you?
No, because you had yourself on mute.
I didn't have me on mute. I had you on mute. Big difference.
I didn't hear a word you said.
Maybe that's good. I don't know.
But I saw you talking. It's like the Italian mute guy.
Yeah. All right. I got to be nice. I know I got to be nice. Anyway, hey, so, yeah, how you doing, right? You break it in the winter. You're in New Hampshire. I mean, summer. You break it. You're in New Hampshire. You get all the snow. What are they? The snowbirds from Boston come up and the Canadians. You think the Canadians will come down this year?
They always do.
Now, let's see if you can remember. How can you tell the Canadians from the natives? Come on.
I have no idea.
Come on, really? How long have you been there?
Yeah.
We used to joke.
7 years.
You always knew who the Canadians were because they always have black, almost knee-high socks on. And they still wear, like, shoes and stuff like that.
Oh, and they wear the Speedos. Yes, that is
right?
That is how we could tell. Because
yeah.
I spent the summers up in New Hampshire, and they wore the Speedos.
That's
no
right.
One else wore those here.
On the beach, you go, okay, from Canada. God, only
yeah.
Where that person from. But anyway.
Yep.
So, you think you see a lot of kids being ripped out of the arms of their parents up there in New Hampshire? I mean, seriously. I mean, this is getting nutty.
Not that I've heard. Only parent, children are ripped out of the hands of parents who commit crimes, or who sometimes are just accused of committing crimes. So, yeah, it does happen, but it happens to American citizens who do something illegal.
Well, what I think is really funny about this is not new. This has been going on for years. All of a sudden, they're mad about it now. But let's go a little further with it. Some of the numbers I looked up today were 10,000 of these 15,000 or 12,000 kids. 10,000 of them were sent up without their parents to begin with. So they came up here. So how do you rip a child out of the arms of somebody who doesn't exist? That's the first question I have. You want to help me with that?
I don't understand it, especially, well, I mean, they consider those MS-13 gang members kids, too, so.
Yeah, that's, well, what is a kid to them, right?
Right.
Yeah. Sick.
I suppose that definition should be taken care of first.
It's what's irritating for me is with this stuff is they throw like I don't know if you heard the first segment I did. Hillary Clinton, her husband was the one that started this, right? It was under him.
Yeah, wasn't it passed in 2002?
Okay, 2000. Yeah, you might be right. I can look that. No, 19. Come on, see, you know you're gonna. I knew you were gonna do this to me. 1997. Okay, he signed a law that said minor children who went to the United States illegally must be separated from their parents. And it passed Congress, right? I mean, his people, his team, it passed through there.
So what is the point of that? So they can see if someone's trafficking children? Or I don't quite understand the point.
Really? I have no idea. You mean why they take them away?
Yes.
I think they take them away. Let me see. Because the parents, all right. So originally, when we actually enforced the law in this country, the parents were taken to jail for coming over the border illegally, and because the kids really are underage and don't have much of a say in the matter, they would take those kids and send them to a separate camp or somewhere else. That's how they would break them apart. All right.
Well, and they try to put them with a family member too, don't they?
They're supposed to, but here's the deal. When you send them to a family member today, unlike then, a lot of these people are here illegally. So they're not going to go near a court. They're not going to help those kids get the help and support that they need, you think?
Yep. Well, what's amazing is all these left-wing nut jobs are blaming Trump when this has been going on for years. They didn't care then. You know why? They're doing this because the only voting bloc they have left are illegal aliens. Seriously, that's the only voting. They lost blue-collar workers. They only have left white-collar workers who are lunatics. They're losing women left and right because they actually aren't for women's rights. I mean, the illegal aliens are there. It's their next voting block, and we already know illegals vote all over the country in elections, especially places like California that have motor voter laws, because they're automatically getting signed up to vote, and many don't even know that they can't legally vote. So they get to vote, and they do it, and no one stops it. It's been going on for years.
Yep, and it's not going, and it definitely is not going to stop anytime soon. This is the stuff. You know, you talked about things that have been going on for years and nobody's ever said about it. There's a new book coming out about the sex and drug activity in the White House during, guess who? Not Billy Bob, but Oblamo.
John Kennedy.
Oblamo. Well, man.
Ew.
Seems to run in that ilk, doesn't it? Right?
Ew. I don't.
All right. Visualize this. They say that the president's airplanes used to be kind of a Las Vegas. Like, what happens aboard Air Force One stays on Air Force One. She said, and the writer says, did you ever hear the story about the two well-known and prominent White House reporters having sex under a blanket in an empty row of seats aboard the press plane on an international trip? You never heard about that. Everybody kept it quiet. Remember they were complaining about the doctor, the White House surgeon, White House surgeon, right, giving out drugs and doing all kinds of stuff on the plane. Well,
yeah.
maybe he was giving out sex drugs. I don't know. I have no idea. But
because White House reporters are so classy.
So the New York Post is reporting that on long flights, everyone took whatever they could do to get some shut eye, including, you know, Sonata, Xanax, Ambien. Right? And
the Ambien must have made them have sex.
There you go. I don't know. I'm not a pharmacist, so I don't know. But anyway, you hear about this stuff going on and on and on. And why are we only, it's like everything else in that man's life. We only hear about the Obama issues long after he's out of office, long after he does something, long after he's out of college. And you can't say anything because we have to go to a break. I'm Joe Massini, your host, of the Rail Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Kimberly Marin will still be with us on the other side of the break. We'll be right back. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck.
or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Would you mind telling me whose brain I did put in?
Then you won't be angry.
I will not be angry.
Abby someone.
Abby someone. Abby who?
Abby normal.
A stroll song. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is Realside on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Send me an email to joe@therealside.com. joe@therealside.com. Or, want to do one better? Hop up on the website. Give me your email address. There's a place that you can do the weekly newsletter, whatever it's called, whatever you think it should be called, whatever. And, you know, we just let you know who's coming on the show, some of the topics we're going to be discussing. You can buy a coffee mug, you can buy my book, you can buy stuff. Buying stuff is a good thing, helps keep us on the air. Anyway, let's bring her right back in because I have a lot of fun when she's on with me. Kimberly Marin joins me. She does every week to kind of help keep me straight and deal with the issues of the day. Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me when I can hear you. I'm going to video next time.
Well, you know what? Don't you, like, you think you got deaf? I used to do it to my friends in the early days of cell phones. You know, you'd be talking with them and you'd just kind of break up your voice just so they really thought they had bad service.
Yes, yeah. I've done that. I've done that to get off a phone call if I didn't want to be on. Oh, wait, I'm sorry, I lost you.
Or you just hit the end button and don't pick it up again. They either think you got in an accident or you lost signal, you know what I'm saying? Anyhow.
Oh, that's awful.
Hey, got to do something to get off. You know, I mean, you just don't want to hear them. All right, so back to, what were we talking about? I forgot. What the hell?
I don't even know.
Oh, God. You don't listen either. You and the producer, either one of you, know what's going on when we come back.
So
God.
I think we were talking about...
sex, drugs, and rock and roll and Air Force One.
Oh, yeah. So it's like the movie Airplane?
Yes. Yeah, there you go. No, it's... But again... You notice how we never hear anything bad about him? We never hear anything bad about what happened, you know, in the Obama White House or anywhere, I mean, at least while he was in there. We never knew about who he dated in college. We didn't know anything about this guy, for all intents and purposes. And that seemed to be okay with everybody.
Of course it was, because they loved Barack Obama. It doesn't matter. Horrible, horrifying things could happen under Obama, and they wouldn't have even brought it up. I mean, Reverend Wright was all you needed to know about Obama, but they just kind of glided over it, glossed over it, and ignored it, which is why I got involved in politics.
Yeah, but Obama wasn't doing the preaching. It was the pastor. You can't blame the pastor preaching on Obama.
No, but if someone sits in that kind of environment for 20 years, that usually means they agree with what is being said.
Well, I tend to agree with you. We have left churches and gone other places because we didn't find ourselves in alignment with what was being preached from the pulpit, you know. But heck, we're weird, right? We're weird.
Well,
so.
That's a given, but yeah.
See, thank you. Appreciate that so much.
Well, you are, not Tammy. Tammy isn't, but, well, she's got to be a little weird. She married you.
That's
but,
right. Bingo.
I'll
come back later.
Anything Obama did just really didn't matter. And everything Trump does, whether it's good, whether it's dumb, whether it's amazing, it doesn't matter what it is.
But Kimberly,
they
it wasn't
are going
just him.
To nail him.
But it wasn't just him. Think about something. She did no wrong. Kerry did no wrong. Lynch did no wrong. I mean, everybody in his administration, every idea they have, every piece of paper they had, everything they did was perfect and right, and there were no issues with it. You ever notice that?
Look what they've done to the people in Trump's administration. I mean, for God's sakes, look just what they've done to the women in his administration. If anyone ever treated the women who were working in Obama's administration like reporters and the left treat the women in Trump's administration now, heads would have rolled.
Oh, yeah.
There would have been riots in the street. That is what they allow. As you know, they're complete hypocrites. It's due unto others, but, you know, they don't follow their own mantra or their own rules, so to speak.
I'm sorry.
If you disagree with them, they'll treat you whatever way they want.
Oh, yeah. No. I'm on your page on this. I love this stuff. Because, you know, think about something. They got on his case for how he treated women. They got on his case trying to paint a picture that he couldn't stand women. He downplayed women. He didn't. Well, you know, last I checked, the head of transportation, the head of education, I mean, right, communication. We got a whole list of where he's put women, and every one of those women are mistreated by who? The
right.
Left. Not him.
Yes.
The left.
Right. Yep. No, exactly. It's not like they have collective amnesia, because they don't. It's to them, they justify the horrific treatment of anyone who disagrees with them because, well, you disagree with them. It doesn't matter if you're a woman or if you're black or if you're Latino or if you're gay. If you disagree with the left, you will be attacked and treated horrifically. That's how they roll.
There was a story today about a Muslim fellow that was that is crusading for some of the bad things that's going on in the Muslim community, right? Not all Muslims, not all that. Just simply saying, hey, look, these are bad things that are happening in the Muslim community and they need to be fixed. They're calling him Islamophobic, right? Xander Gibb, who's on with me every Friday night, is a gay talk show host. What do they call him? When he speaks against gay issues or certain things he doesn't agree with, they call him homophobic. So it's like he's afraid of himself. I mean, that's a sickness in and of itself, is it not?
It is, and this is one of the problems, and this is one of the reasons Trump won in the first place, because people were sick of being just called names and labeled horrible names for 8 years or more just because they disagreed or had a different perspective or a different opinion or a different policy idea. Because, you know, adults can have these discussions without pointing a finger like somebody from The Body Snatcher and sucking the life out of everyone. But I've dealt with this for the past, good Lord, it's going on 10 years now. I've been involved in politics. But, I mean, I was called a transphobe, a homophobe, a racist. I don't know where that one came into play. And I forget some other phobes, whatever, because I was against the trans bill. Not because I'm against trans people, because I was against that specific piece of legislation. I never once badmouthed trans people, never once badmouthed anybody. I have compassion for these people. I understand. But, you know, God forbid you disagree with legislation that's 100% anti-freedom and infringes on the rights of other people. Oh, no, you can't do that.
Oh, God. No, it's always amazing to me, you know, the same people that keep calling us fascists are the same people. I mean, when you force somebody to do something your way because you believe you have the only right answer, that's called fascism.
Right, and I wouldn't do that to anybody, and they shouldn't be doing it to me. And that's the problem.
Yeah, no.
Oh, it's not fascism. It's not fascism when the left does it.
Wow. You know, it will never stop, and it will never slow down. So, anyhow,
no.
I get the biggest... You know, those righteous people over at the Southern Poverty Law Center, they're going to end up paying... No, this is good. They're going to end up paying almost $4 million in fines to settle lawsuits brought by the British anti-extremist group that was put on their list. So, you know, this is beautiful. We need to start fighting these people. We need to start pushing back because one of the biggest hate groups in this country is the SPLC.
Yes, exactly.
Right? I mean,
yeah, but everybody on the left is like, oh, they say you're a hate group or they say you're a hate monger. Yeah, because they disagree with someone that's not, you know, give me a break.
Well, no, it's the same thing with, look, what's that other one? The ACLU, right? I mean, they finally basically came forward and said, yeah, you know what? We've jumped a shark. We're totally left. We only really care about liberal issues.
Yep.
And, right, it's about time. And it's about time they were willing to tell the truth. And that's, again, not going to stop anytime soon, is it?
I've actually agreed with them on a couple of bills that were in New Hampshire this year. One of them was Marcy's Law. But they were for the trans bill, which is completely against liberty for 97% of the population. And trust me, this will turn back around on the trans community that wanted is some of the people pushing it in the first place. But it's completely against civil liberties of the majority of people, and they pushed it. It's like, wait a minute, who do you stand for? I always call them the American Civil Leftist Union. And I know some people who are there in New Hampshire, and they just, you know, they got to do what they got to do.
All right, so when we come back from the break, Harvard University is going to be offering a course next semester that will explore how to use feminist methodologies to reimagine the structure of science. Because science is so feminist. I'm Joe Bacin, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
We all know that Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
This is a warning to all household pests, to all cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, and rats. If you've made yourself at home in someone else's home, you'd better hope the owners never hear about Terminix. Because Terminix has the know-how and the means to do whatever it takes to remove you from that home. Terminix has 90 years of experience eliminating home invaders. And they make it easy for homeowners to be protected by offering a free pest estimate by calling 1-800-676-9879. Cockroaches, spiders, ants, mice, rats, and other pests. This is your last chance. With one call, Terminix will remove you from the home you've invaded. If you think you can simply come back later, think again. Terminix will never stop working to keep you out with a 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Pests, wherever you are, I will find you.
Pests, you've been warned. Homeowners are calling Terminix right now for a free pest estimate. 1-800-676-9879. 1-800-676-9879. 30-day money-back guarantee at participating locations. Limitations apply. See plan for details.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
You'll listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you spend with me. Listen, if you really want to know what happened on Air Force One during President Oblamo's reign, you could. There's a new book that will be coming out talking about sex, drugs in the White House, which would be really cool. I like that idea. I mean, just would love to know what was going on there. Anyway, let me bring her in. Kimberly Moran joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate the time that she spends with me and trying to make sense of this crazy. I mean, real craziness, right, Kimberly?
It's how do you make? You can't make sense of this, Joe. I don't know why you try.
Look it. There's got to be a misprint or a mistype or something that will say, oh, see, I misread that. Like this one, right? For Father's Day, let's simply reflect on toxic masculinity. What do you think?
Oh, you know, toxic. They want everyone, every man to be a pajama boy. Okay?
Yeah.
Because they basically want to kill out society, because who the heck wants to reproduce with a pajama boy? I mean, seriously.
So look, have you heard of this guy, Jordan Peterson? He's a professor.
I love him.
Oh, okay. So you know what I'm talking about. They hate him. He will go nose to nose, toe to toe with them, anywhere, anyhow. And the problem is, he doesn't get all philosophical, and he doesn't get all scientifical on them. He just lays it out in plain, simple English. And they don't know what to do with it, right?
No, they don't. I first saw him when he was giving testimony against gender identity legislation in Canada.
Oh,
he explained it perfectly. He explained it perfectly what their legislation would actually do, and he was right. And of course they didn't listen, because, you know, who needs to listen to the experts when you have morons who are in the tribunal or whatever they call it? he was excellent, and they asked him questions and everything. You know, it's not like they just sat there. They asked him questions and he answered every single one of their questions, not a problem.
Yeah,
it was really good.
They had they already have their mind made up most of the time. You know that as well as I do. You know, there was this law that looks like it's going to come back around. And some of my friends on the right kind of blew it. They kept calling it the Ban the Bible Law, which is not what this particular version was. You know, that's why I say sometimes when we get overly crazy, we look bad. So we should have attacked it the way it was. And basically what the law would do is you couldn't have any teachings that you paid for. You know all about that, right? About
We talked about it before, yeah.
Yeah, but the bottom line with it is, at the very end of the hearing, they have a gay lawyer gets up and says, if you don't pass this law, what she's saying is, I'm mentally ill, and I can be fixed by going to a psychiatrist. Now, who in God's creation is going to A, try to fight that, and B, vote against that at that point in time?
Right.
You know what I mean? Just crazy. Be nice.
I don't want to be nice.
I can hear it.
This is one of the problems with the left, is they always use emotions and emotional reasoning to pass legislation that most of them don't even know what they're talking about. They're just told, here, pass this. You have to pass this or you won't get our support. You have to go vote the way the thumbs up is, which is what happens in my legislature, or you're in big trouble. So they basically just vote how they're told. They don't think on their own. They don't actually take a look at the legislation and say, I wonder if this really would hurt my constituents who I'm elected to represent. It doesn't matter, because they just do what they're told.
Well, listen,
and you have some on the right who do that too, but not nearly as bad.
No, but there was one, actually, there was a Democratic legislator that said, look, I don't agree with this, and I don't like it, but I'm going to vote for it.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking,
that gives you some kind of forgiveness, buddy.
Like, what does it give you? A plausible deniability? I don't understand. What is? I'm totally confused when somebody says, I know this is a bad bill, I don't really think it's right, but I'm going to vote for it. You can, okay, I am really confused as to why you would do something like this, right?
Yep. You know, if legislation is bad, and you really believe there is a problem and a gap exists in the law somewhere where you feel it necessary to put yet another law on the books against the people, I mean, that the people have to follow, why not? Is there really something wrong with looking into it further to make sure you get it right, as opposed to harming a majority of people? It doesn't make any sense. And this is legislatures across the country. This is at the federal level. I mean, the federal level, they don't even care anything about what we think. But the local level, they care. They seem to care more. But, you know, they pull a brainiac like that guy and say, I disagree with this legislation, so I'm going to believe my constituents, but you know, I got to vote for it anyway.
Well,
that's his way of trying to say he agrees, but he doesn't.
I love it. So, and it doesn't get any, it's not getting any better in any way, but listen, part of this is the way the news is driving the narrative. You know, you look at the DHS secretary, he said the children are being taken care of. And don't believe the press, but here's the thing behind it. So the press is going, well, how do you know if you can't find them and don't know where they are, how do you know they're being taken care of? And the lady says, well, what makes you think we don't know where they are? They're in the custody of, you know, HHS or DHS, and they're being fed, they're being clothed, they're being taught. I'm sorry, I'm kind of confused as to what the problem is here. Now, if you think about this, and you'll never hear this anywhere else, if 10,000 of these kids were his kids, let's say they really are kids, and let's give them the benefit of the doubt. They're not gang members, they really are kids, and mommy and daddy sent them up here to get them away from all the bad stuff. Now they come here, and we have custody of those 10,000, and they're being fed, they're being taken care of medically, they're being clothed, and they're being educated. I'm sorry. How is that being ripped out of your parents' arms? And what's bad about that? Isn't that what they sent them here for? Just asking for a friend. Is she gone? Is she floored?
Sounds like it.
Sounds like it. She went on vacation?
Mm-hmm.
That's all right.
Okay, you know what? That was my fault. I was on mute that time.
Really?
You
trying
yes.
To...
I'm trying to copy you, Joe. Okay, so I went on a little rant. You didn't even get to hear it.
I didn't get to hear any of it, but you can do it again. It's okay.
No. Do it again. So they're probably being taken care of better than in their own home. In fact, you know, thanks to the taxpayers. But in fact, there's a lot of American kids who don't have it as good as these kids. Now,
yep.
I still have a tough time with the separating of the parents. I kind of understand why it's done. But just do we have to let these people over the border? Can't we just turn them around on their merry way and said, no, you can't come across? Well, I don't get it.
I had a couple of questions. One was, where's the Mexican government in all this, right? If these people are in that bad of shape and they're running away and they're coming up from South America, how do they make it all the way through Mexico when it's illegal? They're entering Mexico illegally to begin with. So they're either looking the other way or they're helping them get north, right? One of the two.
Oh, they're probably helping them.
Yeah, right, right. So you see where I'm going with this. I'm going, okay, I don't get any of this. When everybody's complicit, and then they dump them on our doorstep, and all of a sudden it's our problem. I love this.
Right.
Don't get me started.
And what are they going to do? Go up to Canada? It's freezing up there.
Yeah. Here's the thing. I said this to the fellow today. I said, look, we send warships, and I'm saying it that way for a reason. We send warships to countries and areas that were, you know, the people out of control. You know, you look at Syria. We send people there to help save lives, to help save people that are really in war-torn areas, gang-infested areas, right? And what does the left do? They beat us up about it. We shouldn't be involved, and we shouldn't be doing this, and we shouldn't be helping those people out or whatever. It's a civil war. Leave them alone. And yet, here, when they come to the border, all of a sudden, we're supposed to do everything we can do for them. They're in the same situation. In one situation, we go to help. In another one, they're coming here and breaking our laws. And who do they want us to help? Right?
Yeah. Because they want voters. If illegal aliens think that Democrats actually care about them, they're out of their minds. And seriously, Democrats don't care about anything but money and power. That is all they care about. They don't care about individuals. They don't care about people. They don't care about rights. None of that. Oh, they might claim it and push some new victim good group over another. But, you know, they're like a merry band of victimhood pushers. That's their drug of choice. That's Democrats' drug of choice, is pushing victimhood. And if they can get the bigger, you know, they know illegal aliens are a big thing. So, and they end up voting, they'll just keep pushing that. That's their latest victimhood drug of choice.
All right, tell people where they can find you.
With others. Here's your political buzz, Granite Grog, and at Twitter, on Twitter at ConservativeIND.
I'm Joe Pesci, your host. Listen to The Real Side of GCN Live. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. Karen Sigmund is going to join us. She's got an event going on this weekend. We're going to talk about. She is the president of the American Freedom Alliance. Heat up your coffee. Come on back. Got a lot more I want to talk about.